Praise God. Hallelujah. Good. If you have your Bibles with you, open your Bibles with me this morning to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. And this is kind of interesting today because the adversary is really trying to attack. And, you know, and when the adversary is attacking, I know I'm going the right direction. Amen. Amen. And we recognize that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to God for pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I was with some individuals on last Sunday night. We were praying, and there was a statement that was made, and sometimes people don't think that I pay attention. I'm always going 10 different directions, but I'm very good at listening. And one of the things that was said is that the church and the state of the church in the time that we're in right now, most of the church are in hiding and they're waiting for a sign. And they're looking for a sign to come. And so they're looking at this. And one of the things the Lord was reminding me of is faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me say something about the COVID virus right now. That has a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. And God wants you to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus, that we're more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength. And God is saying to the church worldwide today, if you don't stand strong and storm the gates of hell now, there's a lot more that's coming than the COVID virus if you've read your word. Amen. This is nothing compared to what's coming to this nation and to this world. Amen. And we are armed and dangerous. We're not dangerous to one another, but we're dangerous to the dark works of darkness. And the church needs to come out of their sleeping and they need to storm the gates of hell. Amen. It's time for the church to rise. And with this in mind, in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 38, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south, or Queen Sheba, shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater then Solomon is here. I want to focus your attention to verse number 39 for the message this morning. It says, but he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. The title of this morning's message, I'm kind of corny sometimes in my messages and my titles, I titled it, Swallowed to Follow. You see, Jonah had to be swallowed by a whale to follow Jesus. Jesus had to be swallowed by the earth to be resurrected from the dead. And you and I have to swallow his word to stand strong in faith in the day and the hour that we're in. So the three things I want to share with you out of our text this morning is the sin server, the sign seeker, and the sent savior. Amen. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. Father God, your word declared that faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. And as your word goes forth, it will accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So Father God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, speak to us today. Speak to each and every one of us. Strengthen us, Lord, and in your power and in your might, when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, he said, an evil and adulterous generation. And this speaks about the sin server. And I want you to understand my heart and my thought here is you and I, as the children of God, we are the bride of Christ. And God is jealous of his bride, and he doesn't want his bride sleeping with the world. God says, we're in this world, we're not of this world. He says, be ye separate. And one of the things that I recognize in this evil and adulterous generation, just as it was in the time of Jesus that he was speaking about, it is greater now than ever. And one of the greatest things I see in this evil generation is a disrespect that children have for their parents. You know, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother so your days will be long on this earth. Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 30, children, listen. In verse number 11, you know, Solomon, the word of God says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding, okay? And God wants us to have understanding, amen? And he says in verse number 11, he says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There's a generation, oh, how lofty their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. Please come and let me pray for you first. Hallelujah. Pause for a moment. Please come. Could you just come? Praise your name, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind every weapon right now that the enemy has formed against this shoulder in Jesus' name. I bind it right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name, and I call it loosed from her in the name of Jesus. I speak her shoulder strengthened in your power and might. Your word says that they that wait upon the Lord, that you'll renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles, and they'll run and not grow weary, and they'll walk and not faint. Father, we recognize that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, we are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, he says in verse number 9, lest I be full. Let me go back there. He says, here we are. There's a generation of how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. You know, the word of God says, pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. There's a generation, oh, how lofty their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. There's a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. In other words, they're backbiting. They're talking. And God is saying in this generation that we're not part of this. Amen? We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Lord reminded him when he was talking about Nineveh and how Jonah went to Nineveh and Nineveh repented. In other words, Nineveh turned to the Lord and they were speaking, and Jesus makes reference of them because they were going down life's highway this direction and there was a turnaround and there was a change in their lives. And we can't continue to do the same thing and expect a different outcome. I want to say something. I'm going to give a commercial right now for Joel 1:14 and our meeting that we're having, our prayer meeting we're having on Thursday, January the 14th. God said we're to open this year different than we ever did it before. It's not about a leadership meeting. It's about all the leaders and the workers and the helpers to get in the altar before the Lord and to hear from the Lord. Amen. So many times we're waiting to hear from someone else, and God wants us to hear from him. And he reminded me in Acts chapter 2, after the day of Pentecost, in verse number 38, the word of God says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And here's what I want to focus on, verse number 40. "And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Untoward is not a word that we normally use in our everyday English language, but untoward means inappropriate, to an inappropriate generation, a generation that is not following the Lord. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6, verse number 15, we're looking about sin servers. We're talking about the sin servers in our point, a evil and adulterous generation. The apostle says in verse 15 in Romans 6, "What then, question mark, stop, think, shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace, question mark, think about it, God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you've yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, you become the servants of to God. You have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, so in our text today, he says this evil and adulterous generation, the sin servers, seeketh a sign. And what I want to talk to you right now is the sign seekers. Amen. The ones that are looking for a sign before they move. In John chapter 4, I'll start at verse 46. The word of God says, "So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, He went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, you will not believe. But the nobleman said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. So Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Why? Because the ruler believed. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. He said, go thy way, for the son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him and went his way. And when he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour, and the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. If you turn the page to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Verse number 30. The word of God says, they said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. And when I was looking at this and I was looking at sign seekers, the Lord reminded me what Jesus said in Mark chapter 16. Jesus said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Just as Kathy, I'm sure her shoulder is better. Amen. He's recovered. Now, here's what the Lord said to me. I want you to hear something. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If Jesus said, because of Jesus, and because of the anointing and the power of God, if you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You can't breathe any deadly thing either. Hallelujah. Hello. If you can drink poison, you can breathe poison. Hallelujah. I mean, when that ass jumped out of the fire on Paul's arm, he shook the ass off and they looked at him and wondered why he wasn't dead. Because Jesus said, you can take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying that we're not to be wise. I'm not saying that we're not to use wisdom. But the same thing, I hear something. I'm going to speak it. Come on. Here I go. The lie from Satan right now that is sending out, it's not safe to be in church. It's safe for you to be at Walmart. It's safe for you to be at the restaurant. It's safe for you to be at the school. It's safe for you to be everywhere but the church. It comes from the liar, from the pits of hell. He's the father of all lies. Oh, come on now. You wear a mask, you go into the restaurant, and you take your mask off, and you sit down and you talk to each other. There's a table over there, and they're talking and they're eating. There's a table over there, and they're talking and eating, and we're believing these lies of Satan. Hello? Word to use wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. I'm not saying to you that if you feel you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. Amen? I'm not wearing a mask, okay? If you're afraid of me, keep your 6-foot distance. If you're afraid of me, put your mask on. If your mask is working, it's working, okay? Amen? I guess I was sharing with my sister today. My family was all born in Maryland, and I was born in Georgia during a revival in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was the rebel of the family. I've always been a rebel, and I'm a rebel for the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm a rebel for the kingdom of God. And I believe it's time for God to arise and the enemy be scattered. God called you and I as his children to storm the gates of hell. But stop waiting for hell to come to you. Amen. I think it's time for us to go back and take what the enemy has stolen. I'm going to say this, and some people are probably not going to like it, but I'm going to say it anyway because the Spirit of God told me to save it. Next week, there's going to be millions of people gathered in D.C. And they're not going to be concerned with the COVID. Amen. They're going to go to D.C. and gather. And God says not for you to be, you do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You're a child of God. I'll watch over you. I'll protect you. I'll keep you. And if the thing comes on, here the Lord says this too. Listen to me. Don't wait till you get to COVID to call your pastor. If you get the symptoms, call your pastor and we'll bind the symptoms before they become. Hello, I have people that call me, well, I got the COVID. Well, why didn't you call me before you got it? Hello, amen. Hey, we're in this together, amen. I believe myself, I've read the word of God. I believe this is the greatest move of God that the world is ever going to witness is about ready to take place and get ready to happen. Amen. And the enemy, the devil has pulled out all the stops to try to stop God's children from being who God called them to be. God says he's anointed you and he's appointed you for a time such as now. Amen. God didn't change his mind concerning you. Don't change your mind concerning him. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha. He is the Mega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the first. He is the last. And he is everything in between. He is Jesus, our Savior. Can we give him some praise in the house? Can we give him a shout of praise in the house? Hallelujah. So he says that evil in adulterous generation seeketh a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonas. And Jesus said, a greater than Jonas is here. And what God is saying to us now, not only is there the sin servers, the sign seekers, but we have to remember we have the sent Savior. Amen. I don't know about you, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. I forgot where I was. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 19. This is kind of interesting. Jesus said it was easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, not because of the riches, but for the love of money. And the Lord says the love of money is the root of all evil. And in Luke 19, last week, a week before last, I had opportunity to go to Virginia Beach. And I went to my daughter for years and years. She hasn't been able to be home for Christmas with her family. So we all went to Virginia Beach to have Christmas at my daughter's house, my son and his wife and the three children, and my daughter and her husband and three children, we were together. But on Thursday night, on Christmas Eve, we went to a Christmas Eve service. And it was kind of interesting. The minister didn't use this scripture text, but he talked about the church that today and with many of the church and the body of Christ, they feel like God's playing hide and go seek. They feel like they got to do this to find him. They got to do this to find him. And he's hiding from them. And God's not hiding from any of us. Amen. And we find this guy, he's little in stature, but he's a wealthy man. His name is Zacchaeus. And Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down. Amen. In other words, Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus didn't know who he was really looking at. But one of the things that he says here, when Zacchaeus answered the call, see, Zacchaeus come, Jesus called, Zacchaeus answered and came down with haste to the Lord. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. And here's where I have, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, if the church is hiding, how are we going to reach the lost? Amen? Our theme for this ministry is to reach the lost at any cost. Amen? So when I looked at that, in Acts 26, I still have you? You still with me? The Word of God says in verse 23, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should shew light unto the people and to the Gentiles. You know, Jonas, he was carried by a whale to Nineveh, but Jonah died. Jesus, in John chapter 11, he's coming to Lazarus' grave, and Lazarus was dead, and Lazarus arose, Jesus raised him from the dead, but Lazarus died again. But Jesus says in John 11, verse 25 and verse 26, Jesus said this. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Jesus was the only one that was resurrected that never died again. You and I, according to the Word of God, if we should die in this natural, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We go from life to life. Our loved ones might witness our death, but we are caught up in to the presence of God. And what the Lord is saying to my heart, to you today, I need a drink. I got loud. Is it okay if I got loud? Huh? I know what I'll do. Excuse me. What I'm saying to you in closing today is simply this. We're not sin servers. We are not sign seekers. We are Savior trusters. Hello? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So he says to you and I in closing today, thank you, darling. He says to you and I in closing today, he calls for you and I to be the submissive saint. The Word of God says in James chapter 4, verse number 6. The Word of God says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. God says to you and I that a double-minded man or a woman is unstable in all their ways. Just as Jesus said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, God says, we're in this world, we're not of this world. I don't know about you, but God says that we are his ambassadors from heaven. I've shared it before, we are heavenites. We're foreigners. Hello? And when I represent another nation as an ambassador, I reflect my nation. So wherever I go, he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. God's called and appointed us for a time such as now. You were born in this time to make a difference in the time we're living in now. And God wants you to understand that no one is any more important than anyone else. He is no respecter of persons. That he loves you, that he has a purpose and he has a plan in your life. And he just reminds you and I, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And the standard was raised in the cross of Calvary. Can we just stand together? Can we lift our hands to heaven in the sanctuary today? Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child. Father, your word declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Father, may we recognize and realize as your children that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not in the natural, but they're mighty through you for pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Father, may we recognize and have revelation of who we are in you. That we're more than conquerors through Christ who gives us strength. Your word declared to us that in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Father, we thank you and give you praise and glory that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we glorify you in our infirmities that your power may rest upon us, Father God. And may the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we're called and appointed for a time such as now. Use us, Lord, for your glory and honor. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen and amen.